Hello. Hello. What? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for calling. I'll get down. Get out of the hospital right away. Yeah.
Roger. 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 Jeannie. 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 Jeannie.
Oh, yes, Master.
Good morning. I'm in kind of a hurry. Could you, would you mind? Thanks.
Where are you going? You have not had your breakfast yet. Huh?
Oh, well, I'm in kind of a hurry. I just got a call from the hospital. Roger's having an appendectomy.
What is an appendectomy?
Oh, the appendix is an organ right here, and when you have it taken out, that's called an appendectomy.
Oh, is it serious?
Well, no, not really.
Well, then you have time for a cup of coffee.
Maybe a quick one. Thanks.
Oh, do you know that thou has the most beautiful hands I've ever seen?
I beg your pardon?
They remind me of the hands of the great Rashahun.
Oh, really? Mm. Who was he?
He was a famous surgeon in ancient Carthage.
Now, you know, it's funny you should say that. Do you know what I wanted to be ever since I was a kid, more than anything else in the world?
What?
Well, your laugh. A surgeon.
Really?
Yeah. Roger.
Hi, darling. What are you doing here?
Scalpel, doctor.
Help! Help! Help!
I don't need an operation. I think I just had a touch of indigestion.
Captain Healy, come back here.
I can't understand what got into him, Doctor.
It's a very clear case of preoperative shock.
Preoperative shock? I never heard of that.
Well, it's very common in the bush country.
Excuse me. The bush country?
Doctor!
Oh, Doctor. Just a moment. I don't believe we met. I'm Dr. Bellows, senior psychiatrist here at the base.
Oh, yes, of course. Pardon the glove. I'm Dr. Rashahun.
Oh, you're new here?
Yes, yes. You might say that. They just flew me in for the operation.
They flew you in to perform a simple appendectomy?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, Doctor, there aren't any complications that I'm not aware of, are there?
Yes, there is one complication, however. I expect to have it straightened out in a moment or two.
Well, is it something that you'd like to tell me about?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then, if there's anything that you should need, I'll be around.
Yeah, I don't think I'll need your help. Thank you very much.
I'll have Captain Healy brought back to the operating room for you.
But don't bother.
Don't bother?
No, he needs his rest.
Well, you're the doctor, Doctor. I'll reschedule his surgery for 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'll see you then. Strange. I could have sworn we've met before.
Oh, nurse, could you tell me where Captain Healy's room is, please?
Oh, that's 304, right down the hall, Doctor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Raj, how are you feeling?
How do I feel? How would you feel if a friend of yours started to operate on you with a scalpel that big?
Oh, what do you think I am?
I know what you are. You're a quack.
Raj, I wasn't going to operate on you.
Yeah, well, what were you doing with that outfit on, that king-size scalpel in your hand?
Well, that was Jeannie's idea. I casually mentioned that I'd always wanted to be a surgeon, and she blinked, and there I was.
You mean she turned you into a do-it-yourself Dr. Kildare? Like that?
Just like that.
Well, what about me, the poor patient? I heard of Medicare, but this is ridiculous.
I'm going to have a long talk with her if I ever get my hands on her.
Yes, I think the patient needs massive doses of medication. Nurse, are you listening?
Yes, master.
What are you doing here?
I always wanted to be a nurse.
Well, I mind you being the nurse, but I'm not so crazy about him being the doctor.
Did the operation go well, master?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, there wasn't an operation.
Jeannie, do you realize the trouble you could have gotten me into?
Oh, what trouble, master?
What trouble? Well, for one small thing, it's against the law to operate on someone without a medical certificate. Medical Board of Atlantis.
They were fine doctors.
Yeah, I have a feeling you'd have a hard time convincing the American Medical Association.
I was only trying to please you.
Well, what are you trying to do to me?
Roger, keep away from me.
I don't understand why you were so worried. If you will let Captain Nelson operate on you, I will give him the skill of a great surgeon.
Look, Jeannie, I don't mind going in outer space with him, but I don't want him fooling around with inner space, especially when it's mine.
Hey, he's absolutely right, Jeannie. Just because you blinked me into a surgeon's outfit doesn't mean I'm a surgeon. What if I'd said I wanted to be a violinist?
You don't mind, Connie, baby?
Now, look, Jeannie, this proves my point. I have a violin in my hands, but I don't know how to play it. Listen.
Hey!
Hey, you're pretty good.
I've never done anything like that in my life.
I told you, master. Now, will you let him operate on you?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't even let him play the violin for me.
As you wish. I must go take care of my other patients.
Say, could you smuggle me out of here with the laundry?
No, I have a better idea. I don't like it. Well, I haven't told you yet. Now, here's the idea. What I'm going to do...
Oh, doctor.
Oh, yes, Dr. Bellos.
Bellos.
Yes.
Oh, doctor, you still have your mask on.
Do I?
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, I have a very bad cold. I don't want to spread it around, you understand?
Oh, I see. Well, Captain Healy, I'm afraid this isn't going to look very good on your service record. Dr. Rushahoon has been kind enough to fly in here to perform this operation. And he's going to perform it, aren't you, Doctor?
Yes. Well, of course, I don't want you to go to any trouble. If Captain Healy is not ready, I...
Oh, he's ready. I'll go make the necessary arrangements.
Now you've done it.
Would you just take it easy? I got a plan. Tony, I love you, but I'm not going to let you operate on me.
Take it easy. I haven't told you my plan yet. Now, here.
Well, doctor, I have to ask you. Where's Dr. Rushahoon?
No, he left, sir.
And I don't think he's coming back.
Oh, he'll be back. I'm glad you're here, Captain Nelson. Perhaps you could talk to Captain Healy. He seems a little apprehensive about the operation.
Captain Healy? Why, that's hard to believe, sir. He's one of the bravest men in the world.
Ask anyone.
Captain Healy has appendicitis. An appendectomy is going to be performed on him at 2:00 this afternoon.
I would like another doctor.
Captain, the Air Force has gone to the trouble to fly in a great surgeon. Now, could you ask for anything more?
Yes, sir, another doctor.
Captain Healy, the only one I'm authorizing to perform this operation on you is Dr. Rushahoon. Is that clear?
That's clear, sir, but I'd...
Then let's not hear any more about it. What's this?
That's the doctor. The doctor left that, sir.
I see. Yes, I think I see.
I wonder what he meant by that.
Who cares?
I care. If he gets suspicious and finds out that I'm Dr. Rushahoon, I'm dead.
Yeah, and if you operate on me, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Hello.
You look lonely.
I'm not lonely, but my doll is.
Hey, you, nurse!
Now, look, I don't want no excuses. Just tell him I want that money in by 6:00 tomorrow night or else. You call this food? It's a bunch of garbage.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I will see what I can do.
Hey, now. It's about time they send me a good-looking chick. Well, you make all the other nurses look like men. What's your name, honey?
No, Jeannie.
Yeah, this is your lucky day. Come here. Do you know who I am?
No, I'm afraid I do not.
I'm Big Charlie Lukey.
Oh, I am pleased to meet you.
And I'm pleased to meet you.
Please, you must not do this.
Oh, baby, you and me are going to get along great. Just remember, don't ever tell Big Charlie what to do.
Please stop.
Oh, I ain't even got started yet.
I will see what I can do about your dinner. Bye-bye.
Are you sure you can swing it?
There's nothing to it, Raj. I'll simply tell Dr. Bellows that I got a very important telephone communication from a patient in London, and I have to fly there immediately. I have no choice but to get another doctor.
Tony, you're a genius.
All right. I'll go find Dr. Bellows. You relax. I'll be right back.
Thank you, doctor.
General Peterson.
Yes, doctor.
I'm sorry to disturb you, sir.
That's all right.
It's about Captain Nelson.
Again? What's he done this time?
I think he's about to perform an appendectomy on Captain Healy.
What?
Yes, sir.
Why would he do a thing like that?
Oh, I don't know, sir. I'm only a psychiatrist. If my suspicions are correct, for some unknown reason, Captain Nelson is posing as a Dr. Rashahoon. He tried to operate this morning, and Captain Healy jumped off the operating table and fled from the room. Can't say that I blame him.
Can you prove any of this?
I think I can, General, if you wouldn't mind coming over to the hospital.
You couldn't keep me away. And if you're wrong, Doctor...
Oh, don't worry, General. I promise you that this time we're going to catch Captain Nelson red-handed. I'll see you at the hospital, sir.
Friend or foe? Did you find Dr. Bellows?
No, he's gone.
Well, that makes two of us.
Didn't you just relax, huh?
What's to relax about? 2 o'clock. Look who's going to operate on me.
Oh, I am exhausted. Being a nurse is very hard work.
Gee, that should be a cinch for you, Jeannie. I'm all you have to do.
Hey, wait a minute. What's the matter with me? I don't have to have that operation.
Roger, you have appendicitis.
I know I have, but Jeannie could cure that with a blink, right?
I would be happy to.
Now, well, that's a wonderful idea. It's great. It's impossible.
Why?
Why?
Why? You just heard her say she could do it.
That's not the point, Roger. We can't afford a miracle cure. If your appendicitis disappears all by itself, a lot of doctors are going to be asking a lot of questions. How are you going to answer them?
I'll think of something.
I'm sorry. It's a very simple operation. You're going to have to go through with it.
Well, if you're so eager, why don't you have it?
I don't have appendicitis.
Oh, well, since you do not need me, I will go back to work.
All right, man. Wait a minute, guys. What's that?
We're taking you to the operating room, Captain.
Wait a minute. I'm a sick man. I don't want to go to the operating room.
Just relax. Everything's going to be fine. Now, I'll put your head down, please. Thank you.
Doctor, I'll take care of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Boy, you need 4 hands to work in this place.
Would you like 4 hands?
No, thank you. I'd have to buy too many gloves. You're green, aren't you?
No.
Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of. We all have to start someplace. Is this your first hospital?
Oh, no. I worked at the Babylon Memorial Hospital.
In New York?
No, in Babylon.
Would you give me one of those test tubes over there, honey?
Which one would you like?
The one on the... Oh, thank you very much. Of course, you haven't been here long enough to know. But let me tell you something. The equipment in this hospital...
Did I bring the wrong test tube?
You stay right here. I'll be right back.
I'll go with you.
No.
Have I done something to offend thee?
No, but you've done something to offend me.
No, please, don't be frightened, miss. She's an amateur magician. She is just nursing as a hobby, so you don't have to worry about this. I think she's going to give it up.
What did I do wrong?
I'll tell you what you did wrong. You got out of your bottle this morning. What are you trying to do? Bring the whole hospital down around our ears?
Oh, I am being helpful. There's a shortage of nurses.
But if you really want to be helpful, you'll blink yourself out and go home.
Patient in 312 needs a back rub.
Let him do it himself.
Well, the patient in 314 asked me to read to her?
No.
Well, the patient in 316 says that if I will come down...
Out. Very nice.
Is Jeannie all right?
Jeannie's fine. The hospital's in trouble. Here's my plan. Yeah. I'm going to take you to the operating room. Roger, I'm going to take you to the operating room, and then I'm going to sneak out of here. When Dr. Bellows can't find me, he'll have no choice but to get another doctor to operate on you.
See, I don't know how to thank you. It's wonderful for you not to operate on me.
Well, maybe someday you won't operate on me.
Anytime.
Doctor. Thank you.
Thank you for coming, General. Don't thank me yet, Doctor. You better be right. I can't believe that Tony Nelson's involved with anything like this. You don't have to believe it, sir. I'm going to prove it to you. In my book, Captain Nelson's one of the finest astronauts we have. Don't misunderstand me, General. I'm not questioning his capabilities. All I'm saying is that he does some very peculiar things.
What kind of peculiar things?
Well, today is Saturday. While most of the other astronauts are out playing golf, Captain Nelson is here operating on Captain Healy. Now, doesn't that strike you as being a little peculiar?
It doesn't strike me as anything until you've proved it.
It'll be a pleasure. Fine, Captain Nelson. I think he's in Captain Healy's room. Would you mind just staying out of sight a few minutes, General? I don't want to scare him off.
I cancel a meeting in Washington for this. You better know what you're talking about.
Would you mind getting out of here now?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll come and visit you when it's all over.
Bring flowers.
Okay.
Doctor? Going somewhere?
Oh, yes, Dr.
Bellows.
Yes, Dr. Bellows. I was just stepping out for a breath of fresh air.
I don't think you have time. They're waiting for you in the operating room.
Something very important has come up. I received a telephone communication from a patient in London.
Shall we go, Doctor?
You don't understand. You see, this patient in London is very important to my career.
I think a minute ago I was panicky. Oh, now I feel like $1 million. The scalpels.
I'll be right back.
Hello, Doctor. I'm Captain Healy, the happy patient. Oh, no.
Well. General Peterson? I'll admit it's taken me a long time, but it's been worth it. Let's see you talk your way out of this one, Captain Nelson.
Are you all through now, Doctor?
Yes, sir. No, sir.
Wait a minute. There he is.
You can explain your behavior at a general court-martial.
Who are you?
Who do you think I am? I am Dr. Rash Hoon.
I'll drop in to see you later on today. Right. Bye. Jeannie?
Yes, Master?
Oh, hi, Jeannie. I just talked to Roger. He's feeling wonderful.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
The operation was a complete success. He's going to be up and around in a couple of days.
I told you. Rashahun is a wonderful surgeon.
Dr. Rashahun didn't perform the operation.
Why not?
His medical certificate expired about 2,000 years ago. They used a staff doctor.
Oh, but I've caused you all this worry for nothing.
Oh, no, I wouldn't call it for nothing. when I remember the expression on Roger's face when I came at him with a scalpel. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm glad you're not angry, Master.
Well, why should I be angry with you? You're just trying to help me. When I said I wanted to be a surgeon. We all have these childhood dreams, Jeannie. We get over them. Didn't you ever have a childhood dream when you were a little girl?
Well, if that's what you really wish.
No, Jeannie, really, what is it?
I can relax, Master.
Jeannie? Jeannie, no.
Up next, a Bewitched episode that Elizabeth Montgomery enjoyed filming because of her lifelong love of horse racing. She was introduced to the sport by her grandmother, who used to take her to the racetrack. Episode 241 is next. Be sure to stay tuned.